The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the golden age of radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Countless stories have been handed down from generation to generation concerning the stirring deeds of the mysterious masked rider of justice. Only Tonto, his faithful Indian companion, knew his identity. And now the thrilling frontier days of the western United States come to life once more. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We are meeting Tonto in the town of Broken Bow! Hi-yo, Silver!
The town of Broken Bow grew up around the railroad station and a telegraph office. Frequently, a train pulled into a siding and stopped there overnight to wait for the train to pass in the opposite direction. On these occasions, the crew of the train would spend the night in Broken Bow's hotel. In the first scene of our Lone Ranger drama, we see Mike Murphy in the cafe, surrounded by a group of men. Mike is the engineer of the westbound train that has stopped for the night in Broken Bow.
I'll be blasted if an Irishman ain't got the worst look of man or beast.
What's bothering you, Mike?
Ask Sam. He can tell you.
I ain't just sure, but something tells me Mike was sort of planning on seeing Betty tonight.
But, Mike, ain't you pulling out with your train? You're handling the throttle on the westbound outfit, ain't you?
Now, you should go west when the eastbound is coming this way.
Is that what's holding you here?
You know as well as I do it is. Now, wouldn't it be a fine thing if I was to meet the eastbound on that single track of ours?
I was forgetting that.
It ain't that Mike gives a darn whether he stays over or not. It is, he don't care as the usual thing. But he's got an idea Betty should have been here to help him pass the time.
Sure, and that's what I think.
As a matter of fact, Mike, when she left town to visit her friend, she didn't have no thought that you'd be in town tonight.
I'll be talking it over with her.
By the way, Mike, you ain't heard talk of Snake Loughran and his gang being around this country, have you?
Ain't heard a word.
Snake Loughran?
I don't know. One of my deputies had an idea. He'd seen one of that bunch of coyotes the other day. But maybe he's mistaken. He wasn't real sure.
Well, here's hoping he didn't. It'd be a black day for us if he was to show up with that pack of hoodlums of his'n.
Oh, probably just talk. Forget about it. How about filling up our glasses just once more? I feel like having another.
Loughran never comes into a town these days unless he has a good reason, Tonto.
Him here now.
And there must be a reason. He's wanted by too many lawmen to risk being seen in town unless he has some pretty important plans.
That's right.
Is he still back at the cafe?
Him still there. Other feller with him.
Probably waiting to speak to someone inside. But he doesn't dare be seen.
That right.
I'd like to capture Snake and turn him over to the law right here in town.
Why not do it?
We can do that any time. Let's wait and see what he's planning here.
Oh, well, Susanna!
There comes Hiller.
The engineer of that train on the siding.
Good night, gents. Thanks for a darn swell evening. Port of Louisiana, with the
water. There he goes. Probably to a hotel.
Look, there.
Snake.
Him follow other feller.
Very well. We'll follow Snake and see what happens. I'll be ready to act if Snake tries any violence.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. For I'm off to Louisiana with the washbowl on me knee.
Hey, you.
Huh? What's the matter?
I want to speak with you, mister.
Well, speak up.
You better step back here in the trees.
If you got anything to be saying to Mike Murphy, speak up. I can hear you from here.
I says step back.
Ouch! Oh, so it's a gun you're jabbing in me ribs.
Back where I told you.
All right, if that's how you feel about it. But sure, if this is a stick-up, you got me at the wrong time. I'm flat broke.
Shut up and get back. I aim to talk with you.
You got him, huh, Snake?
Yeah, I got him.
So it's Snake, they call you. Well, it's a name that suits your way of acting. Now, what is it you want of me?
Anyone around, Mears?
I don't think so. I ain't seen no one.
Good.
Well, speak your piece.
You're the critter that handles that choo-choo train, ain't you?
I'm the engineer, if that's what you mean.
You know what I mean.
All right, Snake Face, I know.
You're waiting here for the train to come from the west, ain't you?
What's it to you?
Ain't you?
Go easy with the way you poke me with that gun. Yes, I am. There ain't but a single track, and I can't take my train west from here till the eastbound comes through in the morning.
Oh, yes, you can.
Like fun I can.
If your train's on the tracks heading west, the eastbound will pile right into it. Ain't that so?
Any fool knows that. There'd be a wreck.
That's just what we aim to have happen.
Of all the out-and-out nerve I ever seen...
Now, where'll you hear the rest, mister?
I don't need to hear no more. Sure, it's...
Well, listen!
Just stop jabbing me.
We're gonna make a deal with you, see?
There ain't money enough in the world to make me do
what
you...
What about Betty Calkins?
Keep her name off your dirty tongue.
How'd you like to see her killed?
What?
Thought that'd get you interested.
What do you know about her?
We know she's the daughter of the guy that runs the telegraph. And we know you looked for her when you come to town and found she's gone to spend the night with friends in Grantsville. Well, she ain't there, see?
Where's she at? What have you crooks done with her?
There ain't but one way for you to find out.
I don't believe you.
We can prove what we said all right enough. You got about 6 hours before you decide.
6 hours? It ain't but midnight. Eastbound ain't due till 9 in the morning.
Yeah. Only your train's got to be a good ways west of here when the two of them meet. You savvy?
3 hours to the west? That'll take us out in the desert.
That's right. And that's just where we want it to be. You see, we got this thing worked out and planned real careful. Betty Calkins never got to Grantsville. And her friend there didn't know she was coming, so the girl ain't even missed yet.
Why, you...
Never mind the fancy talk. You just come along with us while you're making up your mind.
Where's the girl now?
You don't need to know that.
How do I know you got her?
We'll give you proof of that.
Get along. Where are you taking me?
You'll find out. It's up to you, Mike. You can drive that train out as we tell you and save the girl you want to marry, or else. Now get moving. You're traveling with us tonight.
Good job, not taking me ribs now. Cut it out.
Quick, Tonto. Back to our horses.
Maybe better me follow them, huh?
Yes, follow them, Tonto. Find out where they go. Then go to Calkins' home and wait there for me.
You talk to Calkins?
Yes, I'm going to try and learn if those men really have the girl.
Them tell railroad feller. Them got proof.
Find out what that proof is. There's no use trying to capture those men now. If they have the girl, they'd certainly kill her.
Not right.
If she's in their camp, you'll find it out. Meet me later at the Calkins' home.
Hip, and get all the information you can get. Come on, Silver.
While Tonto followed Snake Loughran and his companion, Mears, the Lone Ranger rode to the small cottage where Jim Calkins lived with his daughter, Betty. There he brought Silver to a halt. There was no light inside, but a rap on the door brought a quick response.
Have you come back, Betty?
No, Calkins. I want to speak to you about your daughter. Open the door.
Who are you?
A friend. Open this door.
Just a second now. I'll have it open in a jiffy.
There. Now, what's the matter? What do you want here at this hour of the night?
Where is your daughter?
See here, I don't know you, and I don't see why I should tell you where Betty is. You got a heap of nerve coming here.
Step inside.
No, you see here.
Listen to me, Calkins, and try to keep your head. When did your daughter leave to visit friends at Grantsville?
Around noontime. Why?
How did she travel?
On her horse.
Did those friends expect her?
No.
And you don't know whether or not she got there safely?
No. Is there something wrong?
Calkins, I'm afraid there is. Tell me, you're the telegraph operator on that line. Why would anyone want to stop the train that's coming from the west tomorrow morning?
What about the train?
And that's what I'm asking you. Suppose you light a lamp so we can see each other.
Yeah, sure thing. I got a lamp right here handy. Now, just a minute. I'll get it going. There's something mighty queer afoot, and I aim to find out what it is. If something has happened to Betty... There.
Now, sit down.
Your mask! What's this mean? Who are you?
I told you I was a friend. Right now, I'm afraid you'll have to be ready to hear some unpleasant news.
What's happened to Betty? Tell me. Tell me what's happened.
I'm quite sure she's safe and unharmed so far. But I think she might be in danger of her life.
What?
Unless we can do something between now and daybreak.
Tell me what you know about her.
First, tell me what there is of value on the eastbound train.
I can't tell. I can't tell no one.
Someone already knows.
How?
I don't know how, but Lofgren and his gang have captured your daughter. They're holding her so they can force Mike Murphy to start the engine west before the eastbound train comes by.
But that'd mean a wreck.
It would.
And Betty, where's she at? What have they done with her?
Tell me what's on board that train.
Gold. A fortune in gold. It's bullion going east from the Gold Coast.
And that's why those killers want the trains to crash.
Now, what about Betty?
Calkins, keep your wits about you. You've got to keep as calm as possible. The life of your daughter may depend upon your clear thinking.
But something has got to be done. We can't just sit here.
If Betty hasn't been harmed so far, she'll be safe until morning. I have a friend who'll come here soon, and he may have a lot more to tell us. Meanwhile, you can tell me who might have known that Betty planned to ride to Grantsville.
I don't know.
I'd be able to tell the outlaws that there was gold on that eastbound train.
I don't know who'd tell that. I don't know how there could be any such leak. It was confidential.
Think, Hawkins. Think hard. It may save Betty's life.
Questioned Calkins, the telegraph operator. Snake and Mir joined their outlaw friends at their camp in the forest. They tied Murphy securely to a tree. Then Snake removed something from his saddlebag and showed it to the engineer.
Now then, Mike, take a look at this and tell me if you recognize it.
Fancy ribbon. There ain't but one hunk like that in the state.
So you know it, huh?
I fetched that from St. Louis.
Uh-huh. And give it to Betty Calkins, didn't you?
Yes.
Then how do you reckon we got it if we didn't capture the girl?
You dirty rat, you! May the devil take you for what you done.
Ain't no use straining again them ropes, Murphy. You won't bust them.
Now maybe you want a little more proof before you're convinced. Hey, you! Fetch that horse here.
Come on, Snake.
I don't know if you know the girl's horse or not, but this is it.
Where is she?
Murphy, there ain't but one way for you to ever see the girl alive. That's to do what we told you.
Kill me fireman and a couple of the lads that's on me train. And kill the crew of the eastbound. Let the crooks like you get away with whatever's aboard the train. Double-cross me, come
on. Or see your sweetheart dead.
I don't know if it'd take me long to decide.
You can jump from the train. We'll all ride along with you. And as far as I'm concerned, you can stop your train. Just so long as it's left on the tracks right near the turn. Now, you ain't got but a few hours to make up your mind, so you better do some thinking.
And even if you don't do what we want, we'll likely get what we're after. We'll find out how to run that engine for our own selves. Maybe we could torture him a little.
Keep back, I'm handling this.
All right, we got you covered.
What's going on over there?
Rabbit, you
right on him. What's the boys outside the camp got?
Found someone there.
Yeah, go on there, engine. Snake, I want to talk with you.
Where'd you get the redskin?
Where'd he come from?
He was over there in the dark.
Listening to all we said.
Oh. So you figured to spy on us, huh?
You not go through with scheme.
Where you from?
Me not talk.
Time to that tree. See if there's any other snoopers around here.
All right.
I'll handle these fellas. I got good ways of handling redskins.
Come on, let's go.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.